The life of a professional bass fisherman is without question one of the most exciting things you get to do. You get to travel the country, you get to go on special trips across the country, and with me today is Mike Hicks. And Mike, you've had a great tour season so far.
Yeah, it's been really exciting. Down at Guntersville, you know, I think that as far as that experience, making the Super Six is one of the most exciting things that's ever happened to me.
Well, you know, and I kind of kid a little bit in the very beginning about all these wonderful special things you get to do. And, you know, recently, you know, a lot of guys, they'll go to peacock fishing, you know, peacock bass fishing, or they'll go maybe to go catch some kind of a big tarpon or do something like that. But you recently had the opportunity within the last few days to get to go raccoon hunting.
Yeah, I did. Like I told you earlier, I think it's probably one of the dumbest things I ever did, go out in the nighttime, with, you know, 32 degrees and wander around through a swamp in the dark. So, yeah, I guess you could say it was exciting.
Yeah, well, I can imagine, you know. And the other thing is, I guess you got a little wet, too, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was done once we got in that swamp. You know, that's the thing with a coon hound. They're actually very expensive dogs compared to, like, deer hounds and other rabbit dogs and stuff because they, you know, they got to specialize in running a raccoon, and they got to run past a track of all these other animals. And the thing is, once they tree a coon, the only way you can get them back is to go down there and either shoot the coon or drag them off the tree with a leash. So that's basically what we had to do last night. The coon must have gotten a hollow tree and got away from us. By the time we got down through the water and stuff, it was just a point of getting the dogs back.
Well, you know, I remember Jerry Clower, and you and I have kind of kidded about this before. He talked about he got up in a tree with a raccoon, and, you know, they were really getting a wrestle and stuff, and he hollered at one of his buddies. He said, "Shoot up here." He said, "One of us needs some relief." So I'm sure that might happen at times. But, you know, one of the things, I guess, as a professional bass fisherman, you do actually get some neat opportunities. You know, and that Super Six thing, they kind of treat you like royalty, don't they?
Oh, they do. It was phenomenal. You know, it really makes up for all the hardships and the times of doing bad. I mean, you know, now it's just, it's really something that you really want to work towards.
Well, you know, I guess, you know, you come by it naturally. Of course, your father made the Bassmaster Classic a couple of times. And does that put any pressure on you? I mean, from the standpoint, hey, I'm out on the tour now, I got to kind of walk in my dad's footprints to make the Classic?
It definitely does. It's a lot of pressure on the whole family. You know, we've been a fishing family for a long, long time. The whole family wants to see you do good, all your friends and relatives. So, yeah, it really does. I told some of your reporters before, it's getting to a point now where I either got to catch them or I'm going to have to do something else.
Well, yeah, because the abuse is going to get you, right?
That and, you know, we got a family-owned business that we've worked in. It's getting to a point to where my father's wanting to retire and so forth, and I'm going to have to make a decision what I'm going to do here shortly.
Well, that's understandable. You know, in this business, I think sometimes it's missed just how expensive it is. You know,
oh,
it's an expensive hobby for sure.
Definitely.
Well, let's talk a little bit about success so far. You know, you had a great Super Six at Guntersville. You know, stand pretty well in the top 50 anyway right now and got two tournaments to go. You have to be pretty excited about going to the next two locations.
I am. You know, I'm really wanting to get out there and get it done and work just as hard as I can to try to get it done. Don't really know what to think about Lake Norman. I've never been on it before. But normally, you know, the North Carolina lakes, you know, like Kerr and Falls and some of the other ones I fish. So I feel like I know what the fish will be doing when I get there. So looking forward to getting down there and start fishing on Monday.
Well, the word on the street is it's a much better fishery than it's ever been. You know, the fish are coming back, and there's some big fish in there now, and,
yep,
and I think it's going to be a great tournament.
Yep, that's what I've heard, too.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, I mean, the financial part of this thing. You know, of course, you talked about having a family-owned business and some of those kind of things, but the financial part of this thing is pretty high right now.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, it's rumored to get higher, and that's what's got a lot of us concerned. You know, a lot of the smaller guys like myself that's been on the tour for 4 or 5 years, really, really worried about the upcoming year with entry fees raising and more tour events. The more events I like, but the raising of the entry fee is really concerning.
Well, it has to be. You know, a guy that's trying to be able to fit the bill for the expenses themselves, you know, if you don't have that big sponsorship base, it makes it a lot more difficult because it has to come out of your pocket.
Exactly, and that's where it's coming from right now, to be honest with you.
You've got some great people that are following you along, watching your career, and, you know, sponsorship is so important. I mean, is that something you work at every day?
You know, to be honest with you, Terry, I have it. I'm going to start working at it more. In fact, I don't even have a website right now. And the reason I haven't, I stay so busy with juggling these two lifestyles, working in the family business and doing the bass fishing. I probably haven't given the bass fishing enough of a go. And I'm really going to try here in the next month or two to put some stuff together and try to get it working better for me.
Well, you know, it's one thing to perform because it's so vital that you perform. You have to go out there and have to be able to keep your name in the spotlight. But the other thing is really all that background and backroom information that you have to provide. You know, you have to get guys that are wanting you to be at the shows, wanting you to be doing the things you have to do in the way of promotion. So that's a lot of work, too.
Yes, sir, it is. Yep, you're exactly right. You know, and I have a local show here I work every year, and I work quite a few shows in the Mid-Atlantic region here. But, you know, sometimes that just isn't enough.
Well, you look at it, and really, I think most of the pros that are doing this thing and as busy as they are, I'll catch people in a tree stand. I'll catch them, you know, if they're out duck hunting, I'll catch them when they're fishing tournaments and stuff. But there's really no spare time. When you get on a promotion wagon, you really are busy.
Oh, I know. I see people like Woo Days and talk to him right much from here, and I see how busy he stays. You know, it's unbelievable.
Well, you look at Woo, you know, he's probably got more sponsors who he works for harder than, you know, just about every other pro. I mean, a lot of pros really do a lot of work, and I don't want that to sound, you know, negative, but he really works hard at being out there and promoting.
Definitely, definitely. He's a great promoter. He really is.
Well, you know, for the people that don't know about you, I mean, if you were to characterize yourself, what would you say you are? Are you a shallow water fisherman? Do you like deep water fishing? You know, you're from the Mid-Atlantic area, so, you know, crankbaits come into mind there.
Well, you know, it is, and I love to crankbait fish because of her reservoir, you know, right up the road here. But, you know, I've really cut my teeth fishing tidal water rivers here. The James River is my home, the Potomac River. So, you know, I really like to flip and pitch and throw shallow water crankbaits. And my daddy always used to say, I like to catch a bass however it takes to catch them. And that's really me. I go over here to Lake Anna sometimes and jig a spoon in 25 foot of water. You know, whatever it takes to catch them, I'll do.
Well, and I think that's going to help you. You know, you look at the versatility of what you have to be an angler. You know, you guys fish so much different water. The other thing with the 2006 schedule, the way Bass is kind of rolling it out, it's going to be a 12-month event type deal.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. You know, I hope I'm there next year to be able to fish it. You know, we're going to go up north. I think that's going to help me a lot. I'm used to fishing northern waters and the northern opens and stuff of that nature. I think it's going to help a lot of us that don't specialize in sight fishing, and I don't.
Well, you talked about that shallow water crankbait. How about a spinnerbait? Do you like to throw it at all?
Oh, I love to throw a spinnerbait. That's one of my favorite things, to throw a Glamour Shad spinnerbait up against the bank, man. I love it.
Well, you got that. That's a great company you're talking about. They've really come along here lately, and, you know, that's a company that has done some things differently, so you have to be happy that you're with them.
Oh, I am. You know, being a local Virginia, you know, based operation, too, and he makes a beautiful product. I didn't do as well as I'd like to with down at Clark's Hill, but I did catch every fish I caught in 46-degree water on a spinnerbait. It's probably some of the coldest water I've seen fish really bite a spinnerbait, and I mean, they were up on the bank. If I'd have caught what I caught the second day, the first day, I'd have been all right, and I just didn't get on that pattern till late.
Well, you know, the way things roll out now, that Super 6 format is pretty neat. I liked Bass's format in particular because you get to carry weights over, and I think that last day or two when they zero weights out on FLW, you know, sometimes that's a little hard to figure out if the guy that actually won should have. You know, it's one of those kind of things, but it's just a different way of doing it.
It is. They got some different things they do. Some of the things I like, some of the things I really don't like, that the bracket format in FLW I think is kind of funny. So, you know, each of the circuits got their different little quirks. To be honest with you, I think Bass is the leader, and I'm going to continue to support Bass.
Well, you know, that's great, and I think what happens is that, you know, it makes it room for everybody. You know, FLW does what they do because it works for them. Bass
right.
does what they do because it works for them.
That's right.
So, you know, you got to just kind of pick what, for you as an angler, what works best, don't you?
Definitely, and, there, you know, it seems like here in the next year or two, maybe next year, you're going to have to decide who you're going to fish. I don't think you're going to see all this guys fishing two tours. If they do, they're going to run themselves in the ground.
Not only from a stress and stamina standpoint, but money, too. I think Zell Rowland mentioned to me the other day on a radio interview we had, it cost him $51,000. He's looking at with no entry fee changes if he fishes both trails next year in 2006.
That's exactly right. And Zell's probably one of the best fishermen on the tour. If he's telling you that, then I know I can't keep up with him.
Well, Mike, I appreciate you being with me. You know, take that pressure off. Tell Dad you're going to make the Classic and go out there and do it, bud.
That's what I'm going to do. I hope to do it, man. I want to make him proud. And you know, I know, like I said, a whole bunch of people here are pushing for me to make it, and there's nothing in the world I'd like to do more. When I was 11 years old, you know, I went to the 86 Classic, and I knew right then what I wanted to do with my life is bass fish, and it's a lifelong dream, and I hope I can make it.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.